Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel 3, we were talking about the trouble that can be caused by people that tell half-truths about a situation. Listen as we get back to our study today. But now for the people here in our text, that may be kind of hard to see that when the land is laying before them desolate and their crops are destroyed by total devastation of the locust. But we need to learn from that. When you go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, the Holy Spirit, through the pen of the Apostle Peter, tells us this: Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now, what a contrast in those two verses of 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Don't think it's strange about the fiery trial. He calls it fiery trial. It's going to try you. Don't act like some strange thing happening to you, like you could have never foreseen this and never seen anything this bad. But he says, rejoice when that is hit. Not in the trial of itself, but rejoice in the fact that now you, for your stand for Christ, are suffering for him. You're a partaker of Christ's suffering. And this will allow that glory that will be so exceeding great that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to it. That glory is revealed. You'll be glad with exceeding joy. That's why we're told by Jesus in Matthew 5, 10 through 12, that when they tell lies, you know, they're going to tell lies, they're going to tell half-truths. And I find that half-truths are worse than lies, just out-and-out lies. A half-truth is something like this. I say, I saw Mr. Jones and Mrs. Smith at a restaurant last night, candlelight, sitting across from each other with smiles on their face. Soft music playing. I was at the restaurant. And I saw them. Now, that could be actually true. But it might be what I don't tell you that causes the problem. I don't tell you that Mr. Jones's wife and Mrs. Smith's husband were also at the table. Okay? Now, that puts a different light on it completely, doesn't it? Of course it does. And you see, half-truths so often, people will tell the truth, but not the whole truth, not the context, and it causes trouble. As a pastor, I've lived through that, and sometimes I think more than most. But it's all right, because when the Lord is your defense, and when the Lord is your joy, you know, that is strength. Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Boy, that is so true. I can make that a personal testimony. That is so true. The joy of the Lord is your personal strength. And you know what I have found as well is that when things happen that are beyond my control, God has a way of working things out and giving you a token or something that becomes a comfort. And in the midst of the trial, just seems to be a victory. And I have found that in life and standing for Jesus Christ, I am not a victim. Never see me as a victim. When the sufferings come, when the persecution comes, when the trials come, don't see yourself as a victim. See it as a temporary because this life is temporary. It's even a vapor that appears for a little time, passeth away. Just see it as a temporary thing. That's a result of the choices that we made to live godly in Christ Jesus. And you know that when you do that, you'll suffer persecution. They did to the Lord, they'll do to you if you'll walk in His word and walk in His way. And so the Lord told us that would come. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, He said. So, again, you do have those things, but you're not a victim. No, you're a victor, because it builds great reward in heaven. Now, it's unfortunate. I found that in my ministry, more often than not, those that name the name of Christ, those that claim to be Christians, and claim to even be separated Christians, you know, good, godly people, are people most often with their mouth have caused the most problems. But that's what happened in the Lord's day. Boy, the Pharisees, man, they're the biggest enemies He had. They were supposed to be the people that all the others thought, oh, they have such great standards. Well, they had standards of philosophy, but their standards were not biblical. And, you know, I can get up and preach a Bible truth, but if their former preacher, if their Christian college they graduated from, or somebody else in their life that they had great respect for, taught them something else, that's true and you're a liar. And so just to understand, people that are as that many times don't realize the devil has a foothold in their life and they really are unaware of it. And so Jesus said, well, love them and pray for them and do good to them. And so that's our responsibility. And one of the things that we do good is to tell the truth. Preaching the word as it is to men as they are. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Doctrine is straight from the word of God. And so that's how we go about it. Now, the last day speaks of fiery trials for those who stand for Christ. Yet we are to rejoice because we have His eternal promise of a land that is fairer than day. And by faith, we can see it afar. So we have His eternal promise. We have that land is a sure thing. So in 1 Peter 4, we have read of the fiery trials, but boy, you jump down to verses 17 through 19, that chapter, and you read this. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. In other words, my friend, my beloved brethren, stay the course. Stay the course. The promises of God are sure, 100% sure. As the forefathers of America could see, if they stayed the course, what this land could be. And I believe that this land, especially in those early times when many died and gave their blood, but yet they had a freedom and they got a freedom of worship and a freedom of religion and a freedom of spreading the gospel that we would not have had if those men had not stood. And they could see those promises afar off. Well, understand that the promises of God are greater than what the men of our forefathers of America could see. And so, we see, for an example, as in Jeremiah, chapter 48, verse 10. There are people that are condemned for having bloodless swords. You see, they are people that could have stood, but they didn't. And why wouldn't they stand? Why wouldn't they stand as they should stand? Because they had bloodless swords. Bloodless swords. Many times there are people, especially parents, that will not attack the gates of hell because their children have decided to take those stands, and they don't want to lose fellowship with their children. And because their children or friends are standing there at the gates of hell and enjoying its pleasure, they hold back the sword, not realizing that that may be the very thing that allows their grandchildren to go to hell. Cursed be the man that holdeth back his sword from blood. Now, never, never, let me say this again, never, never try to figure out ways to reach the world with an unholy gospel or an unholy Jesus Christ, because that's just not possible. The Holy Spirit is definitely not the author of that. Now, as we go again here, looking at our text in verse 17, you also see here the holy mountain. Let's read that again. So shall you know that I am the Lord, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. So he calls it his holy mountain. He says that ye shall know, so shall ye know. You're going to know it. You're going to know. This is his holy mountain. Ye shall know, lets them know that beyond any shadow of the doubt, at that point, you will completely understand. Now, if that's a promise from God, and it is, then my friend, you don't have to fret about what you don't know. Or should I say, what you don't understand. A lot of things you may know by the word of God, but you don't fully understand it. But if God said it, it's a promise of the future, my friend, it is sure. It is a sure promise. So, many times you don't completely understand, but just trust God. Now, here is a promise to Israel that God, who cannot lie, makes of the future millennium. Now again, I believe God. And the good thing is that it also is great that he keeps his promises that he made. And every promise that he makes to us today is a sure promise. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly. We don't completely understand, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And my friend, when that day comes, and I'm going to see it, know it at all. What a great time that would be. You ever read Revelation chapters 21 and 22, and you see that holy city, New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God? And oh, the description of it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on its firm.